Hello.
Yes.
Hi, my name is George. I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, sir, and thank you again for your patience. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it? Do you support it or oppose it?
Support it.
School choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
I oppose it.
Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program, a scholar choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
I oppose it.
Recently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Well, I oppose it.
And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina? Would you be much more likely or less likely vote for a legislator?
Okay. Less likely.
And do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
I think that they probably do.
From the options I have here, do you want me to mark down yes or no?
Yes.
And do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibilities if that person were to drive and injured or kill someone?
I think they should share responsibility.
South Carolina goes to great length to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflict. This is unusually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
No, I believe it does improve the process.
And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. If a convinced store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunk driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be labeled for compensation, the victim for their injuries?
I think they should.
And do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict from that they know aren't available to pay their share of awarded damage?
I'm confused as to that question.
Would you like for me to read it again for you?
You can try. I'll see if I can straighten out that word salad.
Okay. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict for that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damage? Should or should not?
Should not.
Marketing by a personal injury, lawyers heavily occupy public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public,
no,
or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
I think it has had an effect on the legal people's opinion of the legal profession.
Okay. From the options I have here, which one do you want me to mark down for you? Help the public perception of a legal profession, or hurt the public perception of legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
Hurt.
Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client, maximizing their contingency-based length fees?
What happened? You're gone.
From the options I read, which one do you want me to mark down for you, sir? Maximize
your phone. It just cut off for maybe 5 seconds.
Okay, let me read it for you one more time. Can you hear me now?
Please. Yes.
Okay. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicles accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
They're interested in their own self-interest, maximizing their own fees.
And what impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums? Somewhat increase premiums?
You can stop right there. That significantly increase premiums.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decision confidential?
Keep their what?
Keep their health decisions confidential.
Yes, of course.
If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ, gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
That's a long question again. Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ, gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
I feel the government should not.
In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I consider myself a Democrat.
And what is your age? Are you between 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 older?
65 and older.
And what is the which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity?
I'm Caucasian.
Why Caucasian? Okay.
Caucasian.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
I'm male.
Okay. I'm not supposed to assume gender anymore, sir. This is the reason why they asked us to ask.
It's just
now.
A funny question. I'm not laughing at you. I realize that we live in complicated times, so I understand why you asked the question, but it makes me laugh. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Well, great news. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.